We're live. Welcome back to the Sam Smith Audio Show, Season 3, Episode 1. I know Brett Cole was supposed to be on Episode 1, but we rescheduled that, and we're talking about getting doing something else with that. I have Zach Smith he runs the Your Arkansas Music page, and is a fucking talented, you're a talented local musician, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've listened to some of your original songs and stuff. Did you write all of those on Spotify?
Yes, I wrote them all, and for the first album that I wrote, it's called Take Two. Mm-hmm. I wrote it like in the span of 3 years.
Really?
Yeah, because I had all these different ideas of songs. And then it all occurred to me, I have enough songs where if I could re-record them, then I can go make an album. So that's what I did.
Yeah. And was that the first, like, how was that, like, being your first album and stuff? How was that, like, you know, the experience? How was the experience, like, you know, was there any, like, roadblocks and stuff that you ran into along the way? I mean, obviously, they're had to man.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
When I was writing, obviously you'll get a bunch of roadblocks because everyone experiences something called writer's block.
Oh yeah.
And the thing is, you just gotta kind of push through it.
Yeah.
Like there are a bunch of different ways. Like how I would usually push through it is when I would say, okay, I'm gonna write a story, or I'm gonna go do this.
Yeah.
Just something small that obviously no one else is gonna see, or just set the pen and paper down and go do something else. But also I had problems with not just that, but like with recording, because originally I was trying to do it on like a four track, and I was going to make all of them acoustic for some reason.
Yeah.
But then I found out about GarageBand, which I first kind of shunned it, but then I was like, well, it's actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like for being free.
Yeah.
So I recorded it all on GarageBand and then put it on my SoundCloud, and all of a sudden the next day I have 300 listens.
Oh wow.
So it was crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. Did you already have like a following with anything else, or
No, I did not. I actually wrote the songs, and then I was in a band called Bad Habit, in which that's where I got more of my following, and I started to meet other people like Josh Stewart and Luke Shoemaker and a lot of those other guys.
Okay.
So and then I decided to do Your Arkansas Music, and that changed everything.
Oh yeah. Has that gotten any harder for you? I know Corey Fisher asked you about that on Crash Cast, like how, you know, was it a lot to juggle, you know, school and, you know, the Your Arkansas Music page, you know, and monitoring everything and all that kind of stuff. And you said it wasn't really, you told him it wasn't really that difficult at the time.
Well, yeah, at the time.
Has it changed?
It's changed a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, as of right now, like I'm still trying to find ways to keep my page going and to keep people at least looking at it.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But the thing is, now that I'm basically doing everything from home on my computer, like from schoolwork to my little profile and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It has just gotten in like a little bit harder, but not like I cannot do it alone type of hard.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's gotten a little bit harder.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, how do you run your page? You're picking your posts and stuff like that, where you're going to post about and all of that.
Oh.
Like, how do you go about your process, your creative process with that?
So usually what I do is I would put out a post. Like, you can even check, that was my first post I've ever made on it. Basically, yeah. I said, hey, local artists of Arkansas, send me your band flyers of your shows, your new songs and stuff, and yeah. I will post it.
Yeah, I saw that.
And the first band, I think, was Recognizer.
Yeah.
And it was Recognizer at the Whitewater Tavern. So I was like, okay, yeah, I'll post it. And I posted that. Then all of a sudden, two other bands see it.
Yeah.
They want to post it. Then someone wanted me to post something about the Eyes Up House. Someone wanted me to post about playing at the Rev Room. Someone wanted State Fair. It was like really, really surreal. And then I see like Terminal Nation shares the post.
Yeah.
My post, and you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, this is cool.
That is, yeah, that's cool, man. How it, you have a good idea, man. You know, it's original. You know, it's an original idea for the most part, you know. Where did you find your inspiration to do this? Like, what, you know, what initially set the spark, you know?
Well, so I'm obviously friends with a lot of local artists, and
yeah,
and the thing is, one of my friends, he was like, you know, I wish that people would just see that there is so much in mm-hmm. Arkansas. Like, people really don't understand that there's like a whole bunch until they actually see it.
Oh yeah.
So that's why I wanted to create it, so then mm-hmm. not just other artists could see what mm-hmm. else is out there, but for people that just want to check out the music scene, because this is not just about, you know, hard rock and metal. This is also for country artists, for rappers and stuff like that. And people who are fans of those genres, they could also see what else there is in Arkansas.
Yeah. Yeah, I've enjoyed it, man. I've learned about a lot of new bands through, you know, through your page and the playlist on Spotify and stuff. Yeah. I mean, when I'm not listening to my buddy's playlist, you know, I'm listening to that one, you know. And I don't know, because I like to explore outside of my own playlist, you know, because like I feel like my own stuff, like my own playlist, it's like limited, because, you know, it's like it's just what I know.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So That's important to me.
Yeah, that's why I kind of wanted to show everyone, because there is a lot of different stuff, and like, people would never see that. Oh yeah, there's a psychedelic funk
band
that's in Arkansas. People don't think that. Most people think, oh yeah, this country.
Yeah, I like some country, but not. I like bluegrass.
Oh, yeah.
I like bluegrass and folk music. And, you know, I call them country because, I mean, it's countryer than, you know, country. I don't like pop country. Well, I'm going to say that because I'll listen to stuff like Hank Williams III, but I won't listen to fucking Kenny Chesney.
Man, that's not for everyone.
Hank III is definitely not for everyone, but I feel like I can relate to a lot of it. You know, because I mean, I've had a darker past, which I'm completely open about, you know. I don't know, it you know, it builds character, you know what I mean? I don't think anybody's past is something they should be ashamed about, guys. So, you know, if I can keep a smile on my face, anybody can do it, man. You know.
Exactly.
But Hank III, man, yeah. And a lot of people don't even know that Hank III even exists, but he's actually... Did you know he played on the Grand Ole Opry back in the day?
Really?
Yes, he was paid performer on the Grand Ole Opry, and they fired him.
Wow.
They fired all three generations of Hank Williams.
So by the time Hank Williams the fourth comes along, they're...
Or the third, yeah. If there's a fourth, oh, Jesus Christ.
They're just going to take one look at him. Hey, what's your name? Oh, I'm Hank Williams the fourth. Yeah. Get out.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're not welcome here. And neither is your fucking grandpa, your great grandpa. You know, like,
and your kin.
Oh, jeez, man. Yeah, they have a that family. They're so talented and stuff. But I think they all got famous really fast.
Yeah.
Though, and so I think that was like a downfall. I think that's a downfall for a lot of musicians when they fucking are like child artists that are really good, really talented, and it's almost like they're exploited for their talents, you exactly. know, for our amusement, man. We take, like, I'm guilty of it, you know. I mean, I'm sure, you know, most people are to a certain extent, you know what I mean? But we take it for granted, you know, a lot, you know, like these musicians and stuff, and even, you know, I know social media and stuff like that likes to, like, trash on the mainstream and shit like that a lot, you know, because it's fun. But, you know, but at the end of the day, sometimes I sit back and I'm like, you know, these people suck, but, like, some of them were, like, have been, you know, just, like, they haven't had a fucking real life. Like, their parents have been pushing them to do this, this, and that, you know, since they were fucking babies. And that's a lot of the reason for why they're so fucking good at it, you know?
Yeah.
And it becomes more of a draining factor to their fucking life, you know? Like, with fucking Britney Spears shaving her head, Lindsay Lohan fucking get it turning into a raging coke addict, you know, fucking... Yeah. Just all of these people, the many fucking overdoses and stuff in fucking rock and roll. It's so sad, man. And it's because I think that after a while, it can disconnect people with a certain amount of fame, you know? And I think that's what's fucked up Hank Williams family, too, you know?
It's yeah.
sad, man. Some people can't handle it.
Yeah, you know? That's the thing. That's why I kind of respect many, this many artists. Yeah, that's what kind of why I respect many artists, local and international, because the thing is they're doing what they love, and, you know, we're supporting that.
Yeah.
But you do not know what's going on their end, you know.
Yeah.
You can look at Chester Bennington of Linkin Park,
man.
Or Kurt Cobain of Nirvana.
So bad, man. Fucking, like, yeah. Chris Cornell. Yeah.
Chris Cornell, you know, that's why every single artist needs, like, all the love that they can get, because for some people, people might not be supporting them.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful that my parents are supporting me and doing this and pursuing music. Yeah. But it's, you know, maybe not the same for a person that you know.
Yeah.
So that's why I want to respect and support as many artists as I can.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. And yeah, I mean, that's the reason why I do too. You know, like as soon as I saw the Any Given Room theme, man, I was like, fuck, man, I gotta help these guys out.
Yeah,
donate them some money, man. You know, like, that really was some bullshit they got there.
I know
stuff
that,
stolen,
man. That's
old news, but I mean, since we're on the subject, it made me think. It's awesome.
Yeah, that
was they able to replace their stuff.
I think they raised enough money to at least do that, and
that's good.
Don't quote me on that, but
yeah.
Either way, I still wish them the best, you know?
Yeah, I do too, man. They're such a talented band, you know?
Yeah, and they're also just a bunch of nice group of guys.
Yeah. Okay, so you sent me a link to a hardcore song that you're writing, and I loved it. of what I listened to it. I listened to about half of it, and then I had to go back to work, and it wouldn't let me reopen it. So, but from what I heard, dude, I absolutely love it. Are you going to make a full-length album or something? What's going on with that? I want to know
so, a little bit about that. So that's just one song of the many weird songs that my new band is going to be making. I'm in a project called ZOB.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like a bunch different. This is me and two other guys,
mm-hmm.
in which both of them are in their respective bands.
Yeah.
Blake Fleischman of Loose Ties. They're a great pop punk band around here.
Oh, yeah.
And
I like Loose Ties, man.
Yeah, they're.
That's keep I've, going.
Man, I've interrupt. I've known that drummer since high school.
Yeah. And,
well, my version of high school. He's still in high school.
Yeah.
But Oliver man, I am blanking out on his last name, but Oliver Lorne, I think, of Sabine Valley.
Sure. Okay.
So they're a really good band as well. You should check them out.
Okay.
But yeah, we're in the middle of writing, basically just coming up with ideas. I don't want to put any more on that. So.
But I wanted to ask you about it because I absolutely love, what I heard, and I don't know why I can't replay the song again, like to listen to it again, but so that kind of sucks. It's Facebook, man. They're sketchy sometimes.
Yeah,
but
you know. You gotta look out for Zuckerberg.
Yeah. So yeah, fucking dick, man. I posted something about like keeping my studio clean for coronavirus and all that stuff. You know, keeping it sanitized and all that. And somebody reported it, bro. Like.
Yeah.
Why? And I couldn't post for like 24 hours, but I was like, what is, like, there's nothing explicit about it. It was just like, you know, hey, I'm keeping the studio clean. So if anybody wants to come on an episode of the show, you know, then hit me up, message me. And that's literally all it said, man. It said coronavirus in it, though, but I don't know. Somebody might have felt like I was being an asshole breaking the social distancing thing. It was like, I'm going to report this. You know,
but. Yeah, all this stuff, man, it's a scary time.
Like, it is, you know, but I think, you know, as long as we're not in groups of 10, you know what I mean? Now, if I had like more than just me and you in this little bitty studio room, you know, that'd be sketchy.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I would
never do that, you know, and after you leave, I'm going to, you know, wipe down the microphones and stuff again anyways, but I know, even though I know you're not sick and you're wearing a mask, which that's, you know, safe and everything.
I was like, I don't want to take the chance.
I feel like an asshole now because I don't have one on.
Oh no, you're good. this is my thing. So like on Friday I'm gonna be doing a So mm-hmm. on Fridays, I like to do something called Sessions on the Deck.
I know it, man.
And usually I take that time to do covers on the deck, you know, and then do just you know, songs that people shout out.
Yeah.
Or even just text on the live stream, because I'm doing both Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
So, but for this week, I'm bringing a friend of mine named Zach Carpenter.
I saw that on Facebook. Yeah. That's gonna be cool, man.
Yeah, I've known him for about a year and a half now.
Yeah.
And because both of us, we go to the Hibernia together and just do songs and stuff. So I asked him, hey, do you want to just come out for a session and get Z-squared back together?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, sure. So
that's awesome, man.
So we're going to do that. And then on Saturday, we're going to do one on his page at his house.
Okay. Yeah, I will check. I'll keep an eye out for that for sure, man.
Yeah. Look, and he's actually doing some tonight. It's the it's a live stream.
Yeah.
It's the it's a fundraiser for the Hibernian.
If I had a better setup, I'd fucking pull it up for at least a minute so we could watch it.
Yeah.
Like if I had a better fucking setup, you know, but I don't. So fuck me.
That's fine.
Yeah. No, I'm going to get a Trackcaster eventually so I can do stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
But they're expensive and, you know, but I mean, I've already got a bunch of cheap shit already, but, you know, I'm going to spend some money when I get Trackcaster, you know, because the video is a little bit different from like audio and that's fine. I'm not going to do a YouTube thing. We're still recording audio.
Yeah.
But I'll cut that out, too. But anyways, yeah, it's the Sam Smith audio show, anyway. Fuck it. But anyways, I lost my train of thought. The live stream.
Yeah.
I love your live streams that you do, man. And I've been tuning into pretty much every one of them I've tuned into and stuff. Did you I know I talked to you, I asked you about doing Swing Life Away.
Yeah.
Did I miss that?
No, not yet.
Okay, you haven't done it.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
Oh, you didn't know the song, did you?
Well, the thing was, I sort of knew it. Like, I love Rise Against.
Yeah.
But the thing was, like, that song just has a lot of changes, like, vocal changes.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm just learning those vocal changes.
Oh, okay. So. Yeah. No, I mean, you're like, I asked that was a legit question, guys, you know, whenever I said that you didn't know the song, did you? That came out, what kind of asshole showed me. But, no, I just thought about that. I was like,
do you even know that? Are you even really a Rise Against fan?
Yeah. Who the fuck are you?
Are you sure you are Arkansas music?
Leave my studio. Yeah. But no, you're like a walking fucking song bank, man. Like, Jesus, you know a lot of stuff.
Man, I just love to listen to music. In fact, like, I remember when I was first starting out on guitar, I wanted to learn every single song. And the thing was, because since I listened to a lot of songs, I basically kind of knew what it sounded like, especially if the vocals were very, you know, you can remember them easily.
Yeah.
So what I did was I listened to the song and I would pull up the lyrics or something.
Yeah.
Just mumble them.
Oh,
then I'll sing it. Okay. And because I don't know all the lyrics to Sweet Home Alabama, but I'm like,
a Lynyrd Skynyrd fan?
There's a couple songs,
you don't seem like you're. I asked that because you said something about Sweet Home Alabama, but I was fixing to say, like, it surprised me because I was like, you don't seem like a Southern rock type of guy.
Yeah, there's a couple songs that I like.
Yeah,
you know, obviously, but I'm gonna say that I'm not, you know.
Whenever I first saw, I've saw you at shows and stuff, you know. Because you can't miss your signature vest and stuff. I love that. you strike me as like a thrash metal type of guy.
I like a little bit of thrash, you know.
Yeah.
Like, a lot
of people start off there, you know, when they're young. Like with me, I started off with like a lot of Metallica and Megadeth and all of that kind of stuff. Those were my first bands, and One of my first CDs was a Megadeth CD, you know.
I
had Kill 'Em All. I had that album.
Well, the thing is, like, for metal, I didn't get into it until, like, after I started listening to Avenged Sevenfold. And
really?
Yeah.
Okay, you like Avenged Sevenfold?
Yeah.
I love them. Yeah, a lot of people that I know are like, you know, I have friends that are like, Avenged Sevenfold sucks. I just don't like the lead singer's voice. I'm like,
He can probably sing better than you, man.
Like, yeah, yeah. No, I'm not gonna knock my friends like that.
Yeah,
know? No. But I mean, even if it's true.
Yeah.
But his voice, I could see.
Yeah.
Where some people, you know, where it could be an acquired taste, you know what I mean? Because he's got a lot of those high notes and stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some people, it's a weird mixture they have going on, you know what I mean, in a way.
Yeah.
You know, with their style and their technique and their sound, you know, it's all, you know, it's kind of different.
It's an acquired taste.
Yeah, really is, you know, and that's with any form of music, you know. I love black metal, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And like Cradle of Filth and all of that stuff. I was a huge Cradle of Filth fucking fan, man.
Yeah, that
back in the day.
Man, when I first started getting into some of the more extreme metal, I actually went. So I know that this is not really an extreme metal band, but I first got into metalcore by going to go see Attila, and Levels was playing.
Oh,
and Mismanage. I saw them and I was like, I'm going to go check them out. Yeah, funny thing, I only liked one song of Attila and that was it.
Oh,
but
really? Yeah.
I mean, they're good. Like, I love their stuff, but I just, you know, prefer, you know, Levels and Mismanage and the rest of the other bands. So I checked them out and then I saw, you know, oh yeah, there's Abimael, you know.
Yeah.
There's all these different bands, the Weeping Gate. And because I didn't really enjoy, like, the bands that people knew until I started listening to the local bands that had that sound, you know?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. We have a lot of talented bands here, man. Have you heard like Hell Camino or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're really good. Zaris, yeah.
Yeah, I like them too.
I saw Hell Camino when they were doing the local night at the state fair.
Yeah.
And that was they were really awesome. And I have them on some Spotify playlists that are on my personal ones. So.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so we took a little break there, guys, and that was cool. But we're back now, and we was just talking about a couple of live shows and all of that here. So we talked about the Zaris thing on the first half of the show there. That's what we was talking about whenever we ended it, was your experience at that show.
Yeah, that was
with Hell Camino and Zaris.
Hell Camino was really good. I like their sound. I've always wanted to see them again. I just haven't found time to do it. But I also really do like their music.
Yeah.
They're a really good band. And also Zaris, I like those guys. I in fact checked out their newer single that came out like a couple weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I really like that
because it
just reminds me.
I haven't got a chance to listen to it yet. I've seen it, you know, that they posted it, that it was out and all of that. And usually whenever I see these local bands that I like, you know, like post something new and stuff, And had a stutter there. But post something new. I usually listen to it right then. As soon as I see the link, I usually go for it, you know. But with, like, sometimes I get busy. Sometimes I'm, like, working or something, and I'll just be scrolling for a second, and then I'll see it, and, like, damn, you know, I don't have time to click on it, and then I'll fucking go about my day, and then I forget about it. It slips to the back of my mind. 2 days later, I'll see it again. I'm like, oh, yeah, fuck, I meant to listen to that. Then I'll listen to it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of how I am.
Yeah.
Especially right now.
Yeah, you got a lot going on.
Yeah, and, like, I have all the time in the world, but no time at all. That's kind of how it feels right now, and it's just weird. But, yeah, like, when I see, oh, yeah, there's a new song coming out.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go check it out on YouTube or Spotify or something.
Yeah.
And then see how it sounds. I know I just listened to Gopher Gold's new song called Tone.
And
that's like my favorite one at the moment.
Yeah, they're doing some good stuff. The music video they did was fucking sick, man.
Yeah.
That was really, really well put together stuff.
Exactly. To be honest, like, once this is over and once they, like, announce a show, I'm gonna be that, like, first ticket, you know, first in line to get into it, because I really like those guys.
So. Yeah. If I can't get guests, speaking of shows, if I can't get guests on my fucking podcast, like, you know, if it doesn't go that well for season 3, as soon as we have live shows again, I'm just gonna take my laptop and a couple of microphones to VOs out to the fucking back deck and just go up top and set up that little round table and just let anybody fucking come up and talk to me that wants to, you know, and take breaks in between bands, like record the podcast in between bands and just see if VOs would fucking be cool with that.
Oh, yeah. I did see some that
I could literally take one microphone and plug it into my phone and use one mic for two people.
Oh, yeah. There was this dude called, he has a YouTube channel called Hate56.
Yeah.
And what he does is he goes to different shows and he'll record a band set with the camera.
The whole set.
Yeah, he'll record the whole set and he'll also show the crowd going crazy and stuff like that.
Oh, shit.
And sometimes I think he does interviews with different bands.
Okay. That's awesome. Yeah. See, my podcast, though, I'm wanting to, you know, I want to do more than just musicians and artists on the show, you know. I want to do, musical artists. I want to do artists like painters and, you know, things like that. More of your traditional, you know what I mean? Artists, you know. And I want poets on the show. I mean, I want a little bit of everybody. I want to get some people on here that do slam poetry and stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that'd be cool. You know, and have them recite a couple poems live on the show, man. You know, for people to listen to, it'd be cool, man.
Yeah, that would be really awesome. So.
Yeah. Have you heard of Hobo Johnson?
Hobo Johnson?
Yeah.
I think so. I've heard that name.
Well, after we're done recording this last segment, man, I'll show you a couple of his stuff. He does, like, he's a musician, but the style that he goes about it, it's like, it's almost like slam poetry, you know, like the lyrics and stuff and the way he, like, sings or whatever, it's like slam poetry is almost like
telling a story.
Yeah.
So, oh yeah, I know a bunch of artists like that. Harold Guthrie does stuff like that, and even Jimmy Buffett did a little God's Own Drunk. It's kind of like that.
Oh yeah, I like the Gorillaz did a song like that with the Mountain Men or whatever. You know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
It's like they're telling a story about the mountain people, and you know, I'd have to look it up, but I can't think of the name of it, you know. But it's fucking tripping.
Yeah.
Like, it's wild, man. Avenged Sevenfold, that man, they got away with writing a whole song about necrophilia, and nobody thought that was weird.
Well, that's a good point. Did you go see them when they came to Verizon?
No, I wanted to so bad.
Okay, this is literally what he did. He came up, hey, who likes songs about necrophilia?
Oh God!
And the entire place erupted.
Yeah.
And he was like, so some of y'all might think it sounds weird, but we're gonna just show the video as we play it along.
Yeah.
And then they,
it's all animated and shit.
Yeah. It was so funny. And my dad, he's not a huge fan of the type of stuff that that I like, you know.
Yeah.
But he was listening and watching the video and was like, what? No. Why?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good song, man, though. I mean,
yeah, it's a great one.
I can look past, you know, the other shit about it, but you know, it's fucking, it's great the way they put it together and everything and all that.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, it's a great song, and it's kind of wholesome if you don't mind the killing and incest and
stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
If you just bypass that.
Yeah, if you just bypass all the dark shit, you know, then
it's kind of wholesome.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. A little bit. You know. This has got a good vibe to it. You know, the tune and melody and all that's relaxing for sure.
Yeah.
You know. I listen to black metal, you know, when I'm taking a fucking bath. So
yeah,
that's relaxing to me. So at this point, anything is relaxing to me.
Yeah, that I for me, like, relaxing, I listen to, I don't just listen, you know, metal and stuff like that. Like, I have a playlist of like Jack Johnson.
Oh yeah.
And One Republic and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever heard of Soul Asylum?
Oh man, I love Soul Asylum.
Yeah.
They're
super underrated.
Yeah, the thing is, like, my favorite one is Somebody to Shove. That's my favorite song by them.
Yeah.
And the thing is, just all like bands along those lines, like, they need more recognition. I feel like they need some more recognition, you know?
They really do.
Like the Gin Blossoms or like Collective Soul, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like they deserve more recognition than they get.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people look over bands like that, you know? And, you know, it's a lot of people. You know, there's a certain type of music, like, you know, some groups of people were like, you know, especially dudes are like, oh, that shit's gay, you know, but then they secretly listen to it while nobody's watching.
To be honest, like,
I know everybody's ran into those types. They had those types of guys, like, whenever I was young and shit, in school and stuff, coming up, there was those types of people everywhere, you know. I remember I had a buddy that was like, he was real big into anime and fucking Pokemon and shit like that when he was in high school. And he was like, you know, don't tell anybody I fucking play Pokemon ever. Like, you know.
What's wrong with Pokemon?
I was like, yeah, it just wasn't like, you know, there was a time like it wasn't like the cool thing to do. You was a nerd. You'd get picked on. You know what I mean? And shit like that, like pretty hardcore. Whenever I was a kid, you know, if you was into Pokemon after a certain age, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, that was like, that's why he was like, and he was like on the track team and all that stuff, you know. So it's like,
yeah,
don't tell anybody I play Pokemon, man. Hey, we're getting stoned and playing Pokemon. It's like, it's just between us.
Yeah, that man. Pokemon, man. I played.
I will always love Pokemon. Emerald.
And also just watching the show as well.
Yeah, the show is fucking good. It's a solid anime.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I put it on for my kids to watch, and it's not one of those animes that's like overly perverted and shit either.
Yeah, like also Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
That one's a good one.
Yeah, I don't know, man. The headmaster Roshi in there, he was pretty sketchy sometimes.
Yeah.
With the overly perverted shit.
Yeah, good point. He had
the stack of fucking porno.
Yeah. Yeah, looking back on it.
yeah, but, Master Roshi. That's one. But he would. And I love how all the old people in those animes, you know, like they're all brittle and weak looking. And then they rip their shirt off and they're just fucking cut in more, in like the best shape out of any other character on the show. It's like, what in the fuck? But they still have the gray hair and shit.
Yeah.
And then they limp off with a cane after they kick somebody's ass. This makes no sense.
Yeah, it's yeah, that's the thing, man. Like, because everyone picks on the character for like the first half of the movie, and then all of a sudden when it's his time to shine, he just, you know, goes just literally with a pinky, like slaps the you know.
Yeah, just out of here.
Slap, yeah, then goes back on his cane to limp off. Like, what happened then?
Yeah. Steroids.
Just take steroids before a fight.
Yeah. A big injection of steroids right in the ass cheek.
Yeah.
Before every fight, they have it on deck at all times.
They have to have a partner to help them. You know?
That's pretty much what Senzu beans are.
Yeah, exactly.
Senzu beans are just like steroids.
Like shows like that. Especially Avatar.
Oh yeah,
The Last Airbender.
Avatar, man.
Like, I love that one.
I do too.
And, yeah,
it's a good fucking show. A lot of the great ones, they ended too soon, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. What's
Samurai Champloo. Couple seasons and it's over with. Like, I wanted more of that. I still, to this day, I want more of that. I want more Samurai Champloo. I want more episodes of Inuyasha. We could use another season of like a lot of those shows, man. Yu Yu Hakusho, they went on for a little while though.
Yeah.
What about Cowboy Bebop? Did you ever watch that? Have you ever seen that? You've never seen Cowboy Bebop?
No, I know what it is. Oh. I just haven't had time to go watch it.
What?
And
I grew up on that shit, watching that every fucking Saturday night. I was glued to the TV every Saturday night, man. I had to watch Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, when I'm more of like I'll just watch, you know, Avatar or Pokemon or Dragon Ball. The thing was, I was more into like sitcoms and stuff.
Oh yeah, like,
I loved George Lopez, and I also loved Friends and.
Oh yeah, Friends is good.
Right now I'm like going back to rewatch all of How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, like that's a good show, man.
That's like my all time favorite.
Yeah, it is. It's a good one.
Other than Letterkenny.
I haven't heard of that.
You've never heard of Letterkenny?
No.
Oh.
Is it on Netflix?
It's on Hulu.
Hulu. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I have Hulu.
Yeah, you gotta watch it. You will die of laughter.
I've been watching Weeds the past few days.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we're rewatching Weeds for the 100th time, but it doesn't get old to me.
It's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love watching shows, and I've since yeah. I have all the time, but no time at all right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I've been just doing.